Hello, Dan Lane, Really Mobile Project, back again, doing another audio boo, because it's Friday, and it's actually Thursday, but I'm going to put this out on Friday, because I'm too lazy to write anything proper. So what's been happening this week in mobile? Mobile Review has had a look at the Nokia N900. This is the tablet with a phone in, so it's the sort of same range as the Nokia N800 and so on, that run Linux and the Memo platform. Have you seen the pictures? Go and have a look at the pictures. I'll put a link in. Dear God, that's an ugly handset. It's just like this plain black brick. And normally I like things that are kind of just plain and black and brick-like. But there's just something about that just looks really unappealing. And if you look on the photos, the first thing you'll see is the keyboard has that annoying space bar that's shifted to the right. And it's just, I hate that so much. I just wish they, whoever came up with the idea to put that there and said it was a good idea and put it on multiple products, I'd like you to get in touch with me so I can tell you exactly what I think of it. It's just, what a piece of crap. Anyway, looking at the screenshots of the new Memo platform, it looks like Memo's still there. There's still the odd clunky button and dodgy looking interface thing, but they've got some nice graphical flourishes in there, and it's been made a bit more kind of desktop operating systemy looking. There's windows and things, whereas before there were full screen windows and widgets and things. I just can't really get too excited about this product. I've been burned by the previous Nokia tablets, which I tend to buy, and then they just kind of sit on a shelf, which is just not really what you want, is it? One thing, mobilereview.com. Guys, if you're going to take some photos of a product, for God's sake, clean off the pocket fluff before you do it. Those are some of the most horrible photos I've ever seen of a product. It doesn't look like you had, just a few seconds hands on. It looks like you spent some time with this handset. There's finger smudges all over the screen. There's bits of fluff stuck all over it. Come on, guys. What are you playing at? Anyway, what else has been happening in mobile this week? Spinvox went free. We've spoken about that. Don't know why. Seems like a silly idea to me, but it could be good for the consumer. So go and give it a try if you haven't already. What else has happened? Palringo, the messaging client, fantastic application on S60, have updated their iPhone client. Actually, I say they've updated it. They actually submitted the update to Apple months ago, and then it all went quiet. And all of a sudden, it's popped up in the App Store recently. And they've enabled push notifications, which is quite handy for instant message application. But it's just still a really, really horrible experience on the iPhone. And that's completely due to the iPhone's crappy software restrictions on background applications. Some of the best applications I use on my jailbroken iPhone are background apps. And without them, I probably would use the G1 instead of the iPhone. So, there. What else has been happening? Oh, speaking of the G1 and Android and all that sort of thing, we will hopefully be bringing you some news about an exciting new Android handset. Some other sites have already published stuff about it, but we should hopefully be taking a look at the handset soon, bring you some information. What else has happened in mobile? Can't possibly think. Anyway, yes, head sizes. I'm not really going to apologise for last week's comment about head sizes. So I'll tell you what, let's make a feature of it. If you know of an industry luminary or anyone in the industry who has an abnormal sized head, then write in or email in, leave a comment, whatever, and we will make fun of them. Obviously, if they've got some kind of disability that gives them an odd shaped head, we don't want to make fun of people with disabilities, but we do want to make fun of people who just kind of look a bit different. Speaking of which, James Whatley is still doing his LucasAid challenge while he's on a sabbatical from this site. Forgot the name of it then. Gah. Anyway, thanks for listening because I'm running out of time.